Woulda played. They woulda.
Woulda, coulda.
You
should never make assumptions, but I think that when schools are closed, that automatically postpones extracurricular activity, but don't know for sure, so don't take my word on it, but assume that they probably won't. So.
Guessing that that might be the case.
Yeah, we'll see.
So anyhow, as I'm looking outside, there is one, two, three. I can see four cars on the road.
Well, at least they're on the road.
That's true.
Any off the road?
Don't see any. Haven't really looked long and hard for that.
Yeah.
Again, the thing to remember is the person in front of you may not want to drive as fast as you want to. So just kind of be patient.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also pass this on to you. Most recent update from Texas A&M, they are still just delayed until 11:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, all that, you know, you're more than happy to call. I mean, we're more than happy to have you call us, but probably best if you just go on to our website, because we can't be telling you constantly what's closed and delayed. But we've got a pretty good list right there. The Chase is updating almost instantaneously. So go there, find out about the stuff. And
then you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right.
Follow Chase on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can see his little footprints in the snow because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to follow him on a day like
that. He stopped for a snow angel halfway. Yeah.
I'll stop in Twitter in the snow.
In public,
no less.
That's right.
Yeah, you can get arrested for that. Yeah.
See, and, you know, in certain areas, the snow has been
able to... By the way, it's twitter.com/Chase_Murphy.
So. Always underscore Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
People are scribbling that down, right?
I know they are. Yeah. Grab a pen, hun, quick. Quick. We got to follow Chance and see what he's doing.
Don't hate just because you can't find Chance Murray on Twitter.
That's right.
Well, can't you just go to our website and click the link and find you?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
not through Twitter you can.
No. Okay, there. So, First Lady Michelle Obama may have spoken a tad too quickly when she praised Charlotte, North Carolina earlier this week for winning the 2012 Democrat National Convention.
Uh-oh.
Oh, why are they not having it there?
Well, no, they are. But in congratulating Charlotte, she talked about the great barbecue in the area.
Yeah?
Well, the problem is there really ain't great barbecue to speak of in Charlotte.
It's more of a Raleigh thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. In fact, Anthony Fox, who is the mayor of Charlotte, I don't know if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but he told Politico, quote, "We have good barbecue in Charlotte, but there's great barbecue elsewhere in the state. I've had great barbecue in Charlotte, but it's been brought in on a truck."
Wow.
Again.
Barbecue is not their long suit.
Well, he's pretty much guaranteeing that he will hear from the Barbecue Owners Association in Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't know. He may not be standing for re-election, and again, I don't know if he's a Republican or that could be it. He's just got his dander up because all those Democrats are going to come in. But you know, their money spends too, Mayor.
Couldn't Michelle have gone the easy route and said stock car racing?
Yeah, what does she know about stock car racing?
Well, I know, but still. You know.
Yeah, that one would have been a slam dunk.
Yeah, right.
Safe with that one.
Anyway.
That's fine. Let's see what else. Things continuing to be uncomfy there in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
In a one-on-one interview with ABC, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak basically told Christiane Amanpour, "I would love to leave office, but I fear chaos if I step down." Really? Okay. You know,
they got that group, you know, that's on his side, that's throwing rocks at the other people.
Camel runners, yeah.
Yeah.
But the other, Chase is getting, more people following mm-hmm. Chase.
I'm sorry, I'm having to leave it on like
do
that
it.
This
That's
morning.
Do it. That's fine. I think you should. That means there's information coming in that you're probably going to have to tell us about. The Muslim Brotherhood would take over, he says. Now, and it's kind of interesting because the Muslim Brotherhood actually was the root organization that created Hamas, if you remember Hamas. They're not real nice people in some areas, especially the Gaza Strip, where they basically... are controlling things. They are anti-Israeli and they are anti-American. And so Hamas did come from the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, that's not to say that everyone in the Muslim Brotherhood is like that, but just kind of remember that birds of a feather thing. So, you know, what Mubarak says to some extent is right in that if that happens to be a void that is created, if the Muslim Brotherhood gets into that void, then things could get worse there. Likewise, 20,000 anti-government protesters flooding the central square of Yemen's capital. demanding the immediate departure of their president. Syria today, capital of Damascus, they will have anti-government organizers saying that it's called a day of rage. They are trying to get their president, al-Assad, to leave. He has said for his part that he will give more freedoms to his people. Oh, yeah, now that you do that, yeah, hold that gun to my head, then okay, I'll give you more freedoms. So it's not good over there, and we're watching. And of course, not necessarily decisive, as some people are saying this may end up being part of the legacy of Obama, that we, quote, lost Egypt during his tenure as president. See how that works out. Mm. Anything in that little ringy-dingy we need to know about?
Cameron and Milano closed.
Okay, there you go. The Commonwealth of Virginia will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to immediately review the constitutional challenge to the Obama health care package. The request comes from the Virginia Attorney General, Ken Cusinelli. He also, it would allow any further litigation on the issue to bypass any appeals court and get a decision from the nation's highest court. So kind of jumping all those other justices and getting up to the Supremes might be kind of interesting to see how that works out.
Baby love.
Yeah, you know it. Mm-hmm. And, again, a lot of stuff that was talked about because of what's going on in Egypt, you always need to be aware of other stories that kind of get pushed farther back. That final report on the Fort Hood shootings came out. The report, sharply critical of the FBI. Hey, when was the last time the FBI was portrayed in a good light in anything? I mean, you ever see television, movies, the books I read?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think Ephraim Zimbalist was the last
guy
that did
it. I mean,
it, yeah.
It's like Mo, Larry, and Curly. And, you know, they have areas of competence, I'm sure, but
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you would hope so.
The report seems to not be good there, saying that top leaders must exercise more control over their field offices, which fail to recognize the warning signs. In the words of one, Hassan was a, quote, ticking time bomb. Bottom line may well be political correctness prevented anybody from taking any kind of action.
Well, you know, I was just about to say that when you think about the FBI, you think of, you know, the big building in Washington that's named after Hoover, and you think about the big guys in Washington. But, you know, like that just referred to, there are field offices everywhere, including, I guess, in Bryan College Station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Which I assume for the most part they go out there and do a very good job, you know, catching bad guys every day. So,
and again, there are areas that they do well, but obviously they have again been shown.
They've been put under the microscope in this particular case.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Steve Ogden at probably about 8:30. And did I hear it right? I mean, maybe we can talk about this next hour. College Station didn't use enough water. I mean, they did such a good job.
Turn too many faucets off.
Wow.
Don't be fixing those leaks now.
No.
We need to get wells done.
Now we're going to, I mean, you talk about mixed signals now.
Yeah.
We're going to have.
You need to call the water chick and be like, what in the world?
Really?
What in the wide, wide world of sports?
What are y'all doing here? And it's interesting because I was talking to a guy yesterday who said his neighbor got a note from the water department saying that he was watering his lawn too much. He was using too much water. And he's got Zoysia, which takes a lot of water, but I mean, that's kind of interesting. You hear that story, and you remember the big dust up when they changed their water rate structure, and obviously what they were trying to do is they were trying to drive people to use less water by charging more. So it worked, and now these folks aren't going to let them have access to the wells. Dang. Dave Coleman can't be happy about that.
No.
Out there melting icicles this morning, getting some water running. So, you know, remember now. I mean, now it's getting to be, so what do you do with the water? I mean, you want the water running in College Station so that they can have access to those wells. I mean, we tell you to buy cigarettes. You don't have to smoke them. But, I mean, once you run the water, you pretty much got to use it, don't you? Unless you're going to, you know, go to Walmart today and get a pool.
Yeah. Ooh, and then put it in your front yard.
Yeah.
That'll kill your grass so you won't have to water it anymore.
See, I'm not sure how we do that. But got to get those water meters running. So you folks in College Station, once it gets above freezing, let's get out there and water.
Yeah.